The Osgood File, sponsored by Dell. It's Small Business Month, and Dell is saying thank you with up to 40% off business PCs with Intel Core processors. Call a Dell Small Business Advisor today at 877-BUY-DELL. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Summer is here. That means Zika is back.
It's been one of the warmest winters on record. And so what that means is that the numbers of mosquitoes that transmit Zika, the Aedes aegypti mosquito, are out in high numbers.
More after this from Charlie. The Zika virus typically causes only mild symptoms, but that's deceptive because in pregnant women, it can cause severe brain deformities in unborn babies. CBS's Don Champion says states along the southern border don't want to be caught off guard.
Texas and Florida are two of the highest risk states where health officials say we could see outbreaks of the mosquito-borne virus this summer. The Gulf states, Tucson, Arizona, and areas of Southern California are also on the list. A recent study shows local transmission of Zika began in Florida months before it was picked up. Dr. Peter Hotez says health departments will need to detect cases sooner.
Actively looking for Zika virus among people with fever and a rash who go to community health centers or emergency rooms or clinics, and actively testing them for Zika.
The biggest concern is for pregnant women. Experts are urging them to take precautions like using insect repellent and limiting time outdoors to avoid mosquito bites.
What no one wants to see is a repeat of what happened last August when the CDC had to issue a travel warning for Miami and a public health emergency was declared in Puerto Rico. There is a vaccine, and final testing begins in June, but it probably won't be ready until the end of the year. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.